Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Turn that down.
Okay, good. Nah, I got it good. Apologies. Oh, man, that was my boo-boo, right? Man. Look, when you're setting up studio time, you know, you go through all these different prompts and everything, and then you can miss one deal like I did, and I should have had it set for like 2 hours, and I had skipped over that. Then it automatically set it for 15 minutes, and then it ended the session in 15 minutes. So that's how it blew up. That's all on me, so that's my space. So, but anyway, dig this. We did get to start at 7 and at 8. How about that for numbers? Okay. All right, Jess. Look. Okay, look.
What's up?
All right, good. All right, slow. Slow. All right, look, I'm going to get prayed in, and then we're going to pick this right back up at the top, okay? All right. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children, and their families. And Father, have mercy. Send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear. And a mouth to speak your word, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in the faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them and Harrison. Send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well. And give them a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear. And a mouth to speak your word, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in the faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray, for your mercies endure forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now get back. Amen. Let's pick this back up in Leviticus chapter 23 and 1. Leviticus 23 and 1. Now, look, you have to really pay attention to this feast here. This feast is not like the other feasts. We're commanded on the other feast to actually have a feast day, even on the atonement. The deal is that you fast on the ninth day according to the law, and on the 10th day you eat. We've been doing it the whole time, but we've been calling the ninth day the tenth day. But we've really been doing the tenth day. But we kept the ninth day holy, which we should have been keeping the tenth day holy. But we should have been fasting on the ninth day. It's, we was doing it right, but we had the wrong holy days. Anyway, God is still merciful because we still did it on the ninth day. Anywho, we had the tabernacles that we celebrated, which is, trumpets came up on the 20th this year. And from that point on, we've been keeping the feast according to the calendar of God. And it brings us to tonight. Tonight. 3 days after this moon cycle thing, we here. This is the end gathering. It's not about food. It's not about celebration. It's about the great white throne judgment. It's about the end gathering, the end of the world, when he gathered the dead up. And if we're so blessed, we won't stand in judgment and we'll watch it. But if we're not blessed to come up in the first resurrection, then he may have mercy on us and pass over us. Then we'll take part in the Passover with him in the Father's kingdom. That's what this is about. The end gathering, which is the end of the world. The Passover is the first fruits. The wave offering is the first fruits. The unleavened bread is the first fruits. That's the first resurrection. You're already here. You already here. You already been changed like Jesus. You already here. But this feast is about the second resurrection. It's the eighth day. It's about when all flesh is circumcised and turned into spiritual beings. And we're going to stand before God for all our works. Let's get into this. Leviticus 23:1. Read it to the fourth for me, please. Would you tell me? Thank you.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, Concerning the feast of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest, and holy convocation. Ye shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. These are the feasts of the Lord, even holy convocations, which ye shall proclaim in their seasons.
Now, you keep calling these convocations. You know what convocation means? Gathering. Gathering. That's what convocation means. Holy convocation means gathering. So it's going to be a gathering. What do you mean? Gather what? All mankind. But it's going to be a holy convocation because there won't be any more flesh. All flesh should be circumcised. Skip down to verse 33.
The third?
Yeah, Leviticus 23:33.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, The 15th day of the seventh of this seventh month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days unto the Lord.
Stop. How long is 7 days?
7,000.
That's it. That's it. Right. That's right. That's so very true. And keep that in mind, because we are dealing with the creation calendar, too. I'm glad you brought that up. Now, but this right here, he said, this feast is going to be for 7 days. How many days of the week you going to feast 7 days? That's of the law right here, 34. And he said, on the first day, it's going to be a holy convocation. Now, there isn't a holy convocation for 7 days. It's only a holy convocation on the first day, but you're supposed to feast for 7 days. Now, continue.
On the first day shall be an holy convocation, which you shall do no servile work therein. 7 days you shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. Shut up. 7 days you shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. On the eighth day shall be a holy convocation unto you. And you shall offer an offering made by fire.
Stop. Did you see anything about feasting? See that? Did you see it right there? Verse 36. Slow that down. Now watch this. He said, you feast 7 days. Read 34 again.
Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of this month, of the seventh month, shall be the Feast of Tabernacles, for 7 days unto the Lord.
Continue.
On the first day shall be a holy convocation. You shall work. You shall do no work, servile work therein. 7 days you shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. On the eighth day shall be a holy convocation unto you. And you shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. It is a solemn assembly, and you shall do no servile work therein.
Stop. But the eighth day, you notice he didn't say nothing about feasting? He said, this is going to be a solemn assembly. Now, I'm going to look at this word, solemn. It's coming out from my dictionary app. I'm going to pull it up. Okay. Solemn, serious, and dignified. Well, yeah, it's going to be dead serious, because if you didn't come up in the first resurrection, we don't come up in the first resurrection, we'll be standing before God. And it's going to be as serious as life and death, because that's exactly what's going to be on the line. So it's going to be serious. And he said, dignified. Why? Because you're going to be standing before the Most High. That's why he said it's going to be a solemn assembly, a holy convocation. And there ain't going to be no flesh and blood here. Just words. Look at here. And he said, restraint, earnest, perform with full ceremony. He said, it's going to be complete. It's going to be, from the first one to wake up to the last one to wake up, everybody going to be judged. It's going to be a full sermon, a full ceremony. The great white throne judgment, he ain't going to miss nobody. It said, made with deep sincerity or invoking the force of religion. Oh, so this feast is supposed to make us believe in God. This feast day is supposed to make us fear God. This feast day here is supposed to invoke the fear of God in us. And when we get through tonight, God willing, we have the time, we're going to see the reason why and the cause and effect. But this feast here, he said, is supposed to invoke fear. It says this, made with deep sincerity, invoking the force of religion, dark and undecorated. It says, characterized by marked by seriousness, gloomy, grave, mirthless. Ain't no singing, serious, made in due legal and other express forms. Man, look, let me just get back to the book. I think we get the picture of what he meant by it's going to be a solemn assembly on the eighth day. But see, we got to, when he talking days, we be looking at the calendar on our week. No, you got to think like him, like he, when he talk a day, it's 1,000 years. So you got to think like that. When he say a day, you can't say a day to us. You got to say a day to him. Then you hear it. And then you can see what he's saying. Oh, it's going to be on the eighth day. Let's look at this a little further. Go to Deuteronomy 16 and 13. Ain't no serve, ain't no work on the, this is the end. Ain't going to be no more working, none of that. Everybody going to be judged for their works. Deuteronomy 16 and 13.
Thou shalt observe the Feast of Tabernacles. 7 days after that, thou hast gathered in thy corn and thy wine, and thou shalt rejoice in thy feast. Thou and thy son and thy daughter and thy manservant and thy maidservant and the Levite and the stranger and the fatherless and the widow that are within thy gates. 7 days shalt thou keep a solemn feast unto the Lord thy God in the place which the Lord shall choose, because the Lord thy God shall bless thee in all thine increase and in all the works of thine hands. Therefore thou shalt surely rejoice.
See that? Yeah, you're supposed to read. That's why, you know, when we come to the feast on the trumpets and in the atonement, I ain't saying, look, pay attention. When we come to the feast on the trumpet, the atonement, the tabernacles, we bring food because God blessed us to do it. And it's a good thing. You know, whatever the Father just, you know, put in our heart to do. You know, but that's the reason, cause and effect. That's why we do it, because we want to appear before God like that. That we do want to be thankful, and we definitely want to be always called to be in these solemn assemblies before forever. Who want to miss out on that? Continue.
7 days shall thou keep a solemn 16.
16.
Three times in a year shall all thy males appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose, in the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and in the Feast of Weeks, and in the Feast of Tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty.
See? Because this represents the first resurrection, which is the Feast of Unleavened Bread, Jesus Christ, the Feast of Weeks, is the Pentecost, which would be those that come, which is the Feast of the First Fruits. And then the end gathering is the great white throne, which is here, the tabernacles. And he said, you better not appear before me empty. See that? You better not appear before him empty. You better not appear before him with no works and no love of God in you. You better not appear before him like that. Read that 17. Read the 17.
Every man shall give as he is able according to the blessing of the Lord thy God, which he hath given thee. Judges and officers shall thou.
Stop. Every man shall give as he able. So whatever your increase is, that's where you're supposed to be standing before God and standing on that. And like, that's right, God blessed me to do this. That's all good. Ain't no wrong with that. You're supposed to feel that way. Let's look at this a little further. Go to Deuteronomy 31 and verse 9.
And Moses wrote this law and delivered it unto the priests, the sons of Levi, which bear the ark of the covenant, of the Lord and all the elders of Israel. Moses
stop. Who Moses talking to?
Levi.
Yep. The priests and who else?
The priest's sons.
Yep. And who else? Yup. So see, he talking. Now look at this. Now watch this. He wrote this law. Pay attention. Listen at what he's doing. And look at what we're going to read. He wrote this law and delivered it unto the priests, the sons of Levi, which bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and to all the elders of Israel, saying, now keep this in mind. Now watch this. Keep reading.
Today.
Verse 10.
And Moses commanded him, saying, at the end of every 7 years, in the solemnity of the year, the least, and the Feast of Tabernacles, when all Israel is come to appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose, thou shalt read this law before all Israel in their hearing. Gather the people together, men and women and children, and thy stranger that is within thy gates, that they may hear, and that they may learn, and fear the Lord your God, and observe to do all the words of this law.
See that? Everybody go stand before him. Everybody. He said, and Moses wrote this law, that on the eighth day, after the end of the seventh year, on the eighth year, in the solemnity of the year release, what do you mean? In the Feast of Tabernacles, all man is going to be changed from flesh into spirit. Because the Feast of Tabernacles is about being changed. But there it is right here in the law, that on the eighth day, all men would be changed. So, continue. No. That's good. Go to Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 1. Now, remember that Moses wrote this law and delivered it unto the priests, the sons of Levi, which bear the ark of the covenant, the Lord, unto the elders of Israel. And Moses commanded them and said, at the end of 7 years, in the solemn assembly of the release in the Feast of Tabernacles, where all Israel shall come and appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose, thou shalt read this law before all Israel of their hearing. Now, read Nehemiah chapter 8 and 1.
And all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street that was before the water gate. And they spoke unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding upon the first day of the seventh month. And he read therein.
Stop. See that? There go that law of Moses. He said, now you're going to read this in front of the people. See that? What is Ezra the scribe? He the priest. He's the Levite. And what did he do? In the seventh month, exactly like Moses said, you're going to stand before the people, and you're going to read this book on the first day of the seventh month, which is the memorial blowing of the trumpets. That's what Moses told him to do. And that's what Ezra and them is about to do. Now, we're going to skip around a little bit because these names get to be trying. However, we're going to get to the fire of this. Read that 2 and 3.
23.
Yeah,
also the priest, brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding, upon the first day of the seventh month, and he read therein before the street that was before the water gate from the morning until midday, before the men and the women, and those that could hear, and those that could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law.
See that? See that? That's what Moses said to do. They doing it right there, and they keeping the law. Now look, keep paying attention to this. Skip to verse 5 and read to 6.
And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. And all the people answered, Amen, Amen, with lifting up their hands. And they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with all their faces to the ground.
Amen. So that's what Moses told them to do, right? Okay. Now skip down to verse 8 and continue.
So they read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. And Nehemiah, which is the term, Tirshatha. And Ezra the priest.
Man, I'm gonna tell you, that's almost Chesedek. That's a Chesedek. You get rid of that I. That's Chesedek right there. Big time. Read on.
And Nehemiah, which is the Tirshatha, and Ezra the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people, this day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep. For all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared, for this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So the Levites filled all the people, saying, hold your peace, for the day is holy, neither be ye grieved. All the people went their way to eat and drink, and to send portions, and to make great mirth, because they had understood the words that were declared unto them. And on the second day were gathered together the chief of the fathers of all the people, the priests and the Levites, unto Ezra the scribe, even to understand the words of the law. And they said,
Stop. So from verses 1-12 is all about the memorial, the blowing of the trumpets. Why the people was crying? Because the priest told them that the Lord is going to destroy the world and raise the dead. So the people was crying. Because when you hear the memorial blowing of the trumpets, you know the east seal is being popped, and you understand the end of the world. They understood this too, because Moses taught them. They had their papers. They knew who they were. These cats, they had the books still. Now, they on the second day, this is second day now, okay, so now they found out that now we got to keep this feast from the tabernacles to the eighth day. Now look how they read the law. Continue. Pick this up here. How come the priest here says to keep a feast on the trumpets and the house of Jacob and the Israel of God don't? Something wrong with this picture. The priest said, so the Levites still the people saying, hold your peace, this day is holy, neither be ye grieved, for all the people went their way to eat and drink and send portions and made great mirth, because they understood the words and declared unto them. How come we're not having feasts on the trumpets in the law section? I mean, think about that. Because people be doing things they ain't reading, man. They ain't looking at it. For real, for real. They not looking at it for real, for real. Continue. 13.
And on the second day were gathered together the chief of the fathers of all the people, the priests and the Levites, unto Ezra the scribe, even to understand the words of the law. And they found written in the law, which the Lord had commanded by Moses, that the children of Israel should dwell in booths in the feast of the seventh month. And that they should publish and proclaim in all their cities and in Jerusalem, saying, go forth unto the mount and fetch olive branches and pine branches and myrtle branches and palm branches and branches of thick trees to make booths, as it is written. So the people went forth and brought them and made themselves booths, and every one upon the roof of this house, and in their courts, and in the courts of the house of God, and in the street of the water gate, and in the street of the gate of Ephraim, and all the congregation of them that were come again out of captivity made booths, sat under the booth, for since the days of Jeshua the son of Nun unto that day had not the children of Israel done so. And there was very great gladness. Also day by day, from the first day unto the last day, he read in the book of the law of God, and they kept the feast 7 days, and on the eighth day was a solemn assembly according unto men, unto the manner.
Mr. Long?
Yeah, I just finished.
Okay.
Hello?
Shalom, Brother Joe. Shalom, Brother Joe. We still on about the joke?
Michael, yeah, I'm gonna call.
I just texted.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. Okay, so I'm back. All right. Okay. All praise. Okay. Okay. Let's go into Matthew's chapter. Yeah, go to Matt. I'm finna mute all these lines out, man. People getting distracted. Hold on. Okay. All right, I got it, man. You good? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, I had to fix that. Apologies. Okay. And then, let's see. There you go. That one. Hold up. Okay. Pick it up at verse 18, Matthew's 13 and 18. We use, 13 and 18.
Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he.
See that? Hold on. So, now this is a parable. The parable of the sower. Now, remember now, the whole thing is the end gathering. So now he's sowing seed in us, right? So he's hoping that it bring forth righteous fruit. That's why we can't appear before him empty. This is that thing. Continue.
Which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. But he that receiveth the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, by his offended, he also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. But he that receives seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it. Which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some an hundredfold, some 60, some 30. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. And while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. The tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath the tares? He said unto them, an enemy hath done this. The servants said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, nay, lest while you gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. But both grow together unto the harvest, and in the time of harvest I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles, and burn them. But gather the wheat into my barn.
Stop. See that? There it is. See that? It's the end. He said, don't appear before me empty. He said, first he got to talking about the first one. He was planting the seed and things like that. And then in the second parable, he started talking about the world. You see, so the first he's talking about the brethren, and then the second he's talking about the world. Now the disciples want to know about the parable of the world. Watch what, look what they asked. Continue, skip down to verse 34. Yeah, 13 and 34.
All these things spake Jesus unto the multitude in parables, and without a parable spake he not unto them. that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. He answered,
Stop. You see that? Now, first of all, he said, now in 35, I want you to go quickly to Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4. We're going to read one verse. Galatians 4 and
verse
21.
Tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do ye not hear the law?
Stop. See, the law speaks for itself. It don't need interpretation. All you got to do is point it out and read with understanding. That's it. Do you hear the law? That's the thing that Nehemiah and the Levites were sent to do, to give to the people, because that's the law that Moses sent from, that he wrote, that this is what we're supposed to do. That the people would hear the law and that they would get good understanding and have good sense of hearing. Now, go back to that Matthew chapter 13 and 34. Because he was talking to the Levites, and he wrote that letter all the way to Ezra and Nehemiah, and they kept it to the letter. And here we come 3,000 years later, born of all kind of wickedness and slavery. We don't even know what tribe we are. They had they papers, and we know more about the law than they do. Nah, I listen at them. I'm good. I follow them dudes anywhere. Matthew's 13:34.
And all these things spake Jesus unto the multitude in parables, and without a parable spake he not unto them, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables, I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. He answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the son of man. The field is the world, the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked. The enemy that sold them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire, that there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father, who hath ears to hear, let them hear. Let him hear.
Stop. See that? He said, the end of the world, he said, therefore the tares I gathered. Why? Because he said, it's the end of the world. And this is the end gathering. For what? The wheat and the tares. Verse 40, therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be at the end of the world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire, there shall there be wailing and gnashing of teeth, and shall the righteous shine forth in the kingdom of the Father, who shall have an ear here. There it is. It's the end gathering. The Lord is going to gather that which offend. He's going to bring those that that hope believing in him into his barn, like he said, or into the kingdom, and he gonna gather the wicked out. It's called an end gathering. That's why you can't appear before him empty. Can't do it. Go to Revelations chapter 20. Revelations 20 and 1.
And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and the great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil, and Satan bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years shall be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed to where he sees it. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years.
But the rest of the dead, we all agree, everybody agreed it's the Sabbath day. Everybody agreed it's the Sabbath day. Right here, 1,000 years. You can't miss this one. You know, even though some of us is trying to say Satan is going to get loose on the Sabbath, I don't think so. That's not going to happen. He just said he bound. Look, this angel came down from heaven with a chain that's made from heaven and bound Satan in somewhere in time. For real, off this earth in time somewhere that we know not. It's just called a bottomless pit. And then he said, and Christ, he said, and he saw the souls of them. This is the first resurrection. This is the first fruits now. Right here, four is the first fruits. This is the reason why we keep the Passover. This is the reason why we keep the wave offering. And this is why we keep the Feast of Weeks, because of four. It says, and I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. That's why you want to be a part of the first fruits. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither received his mark on their forehead, and in their hands, and they relive and reign with Christ 1,000 years. Of course, because Satan is bound for 1,000 years. So that's a no-brainer. Continue.
But the rest of the dead live not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection.
Stop.
Blessed and holy.
See that? The eighth day ain't here yet. This is the Sabbath right here. That's why the great white throne, they don't get to enjoy this. They don't come up with this. The first resurrection get this. Verse 6.
Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection, and such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years.
See that?
And in 1,000 years.
See that? So, blessed and holy is he that have part in the first resurrection. They go to the holy gathering. See it? The holy gathering of the first fruits. There's going to be a holy convocation right there. Blessed and holy is he that have part in the first resurrection. It says to have them second death, have no power, right? But they shall be priests and God of Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years before the second resurrection, which take place here in verse 7. Continue. Read verse 20 and 7.
And when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle. The number of the number of whom is at the sand of the sea.
And stop.
Went up on the...
First of all, he couldn't come out until the 1,000 years were finished, so that's a number. Adam was given 6 days to work, and then he was going to rest on the seventh day. Well, there you go, all right? So after the seventh day come what? The first day of the week. Or the eighth day in the creation. That's right. See that? Both of them is one and the same. That's why when you read in Genesis chapter 1, you read the judgment. You read it there. The eighth day and the first day of the week is one and the same in the creation. Go to Genesis chapter 1. Pick it up at verse 1.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the night day, and the dark, and he called God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day.
Stop.
And God.
Stop. Now look what he do. And he said, and let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. He said, there go judgment. He called light good and divided light from the darkness. And then he said, and he called the light day, and darkness he called night, and evening morning were the first day. There it is. That's judgment. He separated the light from the darkness. What did he say? He said, because their deeds were evil, they will not come to the light. He gonna judge our light in darkness. He said, I was doing that on the first day, which is the eighth day in the creation. Or as we know it as the seventh day of the week. What come after the seventh day of the week? Sunday, which is the first day of the week, which is what we're reading. But if you look at it in a creation, it go right into the eighth days, one and the same. See, he called it. He said, I called the end from the beginning right there. Now let's go back to Revelations chapter 20.
Verse.
Where we left off at? Verse 9. Pick it up at verse 9. 10.
And they went up. All right,
read 9.
And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about in the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was no place for them.
Where your food at? This still the eighth day. Where the food at? Heaven and earth fled away. I thought food came from the earth. Where is it? Can't get it from heaven. I know some of us will say, well, you must go get something to eat and something to drink from heaven. No, he said, that's fled away too. So where you getting it from? Where your food, where your drink at? Ain't nothing like that there. Ain't no murder. Where the sun, where the moon? See how serious it got? Ain't nothing there. If we don't make it through the great white throne judgment, we'll never see the light of day ever again. Because he said it won't be there. Heaven and earth fled away. So where the food at? Read on.
And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And she gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire, that this is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
Now, let's look at this. Let's go into Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 1. Who is this that's standing here who's supposed to be here? That's the first thing. You know, you got the world is one thing, you know, that don't know better. But those of us that know better, we're supposed to be in here. But if you hear, this is what you're looking like, and it's not a good look. That's why Jesus said, when they came to the wedding, he said, friend, you know, what your robe at, Jack? You got this strange apparel. Watch this. Isaiah 30 and 1.
Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me, and that cover with them covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin.
See that? See, he said, this is how he going to catch them in their nonsense right there. They covered with a spirit. And he said, that's that garments that they got on that's wrong. And that's what's going to get you thrown in a lake. You got to have on the garments of praise. You know, he said you got to keep your garments. At least they see your nakedness. There it is. Skip down to verse 8.
Now go write it before them on the table and note it in a book that it may be for the first time to come forever and ever. That this is a rebellious people, lying children that will not hear the law of the Lord, which say to the seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not, unto his right things, speak unto his smooth things, prophecy, deceit. Get you out of the way, turn aside out of the path, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. Wherefore, thus saith the Holy One of Israel, because ye despise this word, and trust in oppression and perverseness, and stay therein. Therefore, this iniquity shall be to you as a breach ready to fall, swelling out in the high wall, whose breaking cometh suddenly at an instant. And he shall break it as the breaking of the potter's vessel that is broken in pieces. He shall not spare, so that there shall not be found in the bursting of it. Assured. To take fire from the hearth, or to take water withal out of the pit. For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning, and rest shall ye be saved in quietness, and in confidence shall be your strength, and ye will not. But ye said, no, for we will flee upon horses, therefore shall ye flee, and we will ride upon the swift, therefore shall they Therefore shall they that pursue you be swift. 1,000 shall flee at the rebuke of one.
Skip down to 26. Now just skip down to 26. Because he's talking about how we fell off into the world, you know, and then we get caught all up in the name madness. We're going to trust in the world over God. That's why we got to be careful when we get caught up in this madness and their politics. Skip down to 26. Continue. Because we talking about what he going to do. Go ahead, read.
Moreover, the light of the moon shall be as light, be as the light of the sun. And the light of the sun shall be sevenfold as the light of 7 days. And the day of that the Lord bounded up the breach of his people, and healeth the stroke of their wound. Behold, the name of the Lord cometh from far, burning with his anger, and the burden thereof is heavy. His lips are full of indignation, and his tongue as a devouring fire, and his breath as an overflowing stream shall reach to the midst of the neck, to sift the nations with the seed of vanity. There shall be a brittle in the jaws of the people, causing them to err. We shall have a song as in the night when a holy shout solemnity is kept and gladness of heart, as when one goeth with the pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel.
Stop. Now, he showed you how he gonna come in the judgment. He said, behold, now watch, it's nothing around. Remember now, he said heaven and earth fled away. So it's nothing. Whatever this nothing is, we never conceived it, because everything we ever conceived is here and now. We never conceived that. So this is where he's coming from, there. And he said he's coming like this. From behold, the name of the Lord coming from fire, from far, burning with his anger, the burden thereof is heavy, because he got to judge the entire creation. His lips are full of indignation, his tongue is a devouring fire. We want to take a chance of standing in front of him in a judgment. We want to take a chance of standing in front of something like this. Now, 28, he said, his breath as an overflowing stream shall reach to the neck, to the midst of the neck. His breath is like a flowing stream of what? Fire? So this is what they're trying to say Satan is imitating. They're trying to make him a fire-breathing dragon, because Moses saw him and said, the Lord our God is a consuming fire. So we got to think about our God talk, and when he talk, fire come out of his mouth, because he's made of fire. Who want to stand in front of that? Read on.
You shall have a song as in the night when a holy solemnity.
Well, who? Wait, stop. Where you getting the song from, man? Where you getting the song from? You just woke up from being dead. Now you standing in front of this, and you got a song that you ain't never heard before that's flat out hypnotic. Where the song coming from?
Yeah.
Watch this. Go to Remember now. Go to Revelation chapter 5 and verse 9.
And they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast.
No, you didn't. He said, and I beheld, and I heard many, many what? Voices of angels round about the throne. So that's why he said he came with the angels, and they all around the throne singing. They singing. And that song is going to be hypnotic, Jack, because you just woke up and you like, oh my God, I better be dreaming. Now go back to that Isaiah in 29, Isaiah 30 and 29.
You shall have a song as in the night when the holy solemnity is kept, and gladness of heart, as when one goeth with a pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord to the mighty one of Israel. And the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard, and shall shoot the lighting down of his arm with the indignation of his anger, and with the flame of a devouring fire, with scattering and tempest and hailstones.
What?
The Lord.
Wait, he got what coming down his arm?
Lightning. Or light.
And he got what coming out of his mouth?
Fire.
And we want to stand before this. We want to take a chance in front of that. That's what Moses saw. He said, show me your glory. Jesus said, give me my glory that I had before the world was. That's it right here. We're looking at it itself. That's it. He coming with all of it. With the angels too. And they're going to be singing. They're going to be singing. They're going to be ministering on the hill. They got a job to do. Continue.
And for through the voice of the Lord shall the Assyrian be beaten down with smoke, with the rod. And in every place where the grounded staff shall pass, which the Lord shall lay upon him, it shall be with tabrets and harps, and in battles of shaking.
No, he didn't just bring up the Passover. No, he didn't just bring the Passover. Did I just see that? Did I see the staff come out? Did he just pass over your sins? You see it? See it? It's the 13th day in the creation, which is the 8th day in the creation, which just make you ready to take part in the Passover, which is the 14th great day in the creation, which just so happened to be the 9th day in man, which 9 means eternity. Ain't nothing else after 9. You go back to 0. That's the 15th day. No more flesh. It's the Father's kingdom. Day 1. Go back to 1. To the Father. In every place where the grounded staff shall pass, which the Lord shall lay upon them, shall be tablets and hearts. Read the word.
And in every place where the grounded staff shall pass, which the Lord shall lay upon him, it shall be with tabrets and hearts, and in battles of shaking will he fight with it. For Tophet is ordained of old, yeah, for the king it is prepared. He has made it deep and large, the power thereof is fire and much wood. The breath of the Lord, like the steam of brimstone, doeth kindle it.
So, what's the name of the lake of fire?
Tophet.
Yep. Where did it come from? From him. Man, Jack, your God gonna kick off the lake of fire with his breath. Right in front of everybody. Watch this. Go to Isaiah chapter 31. Isaiah 31 and verse 9.
And he shall pass over to his stronghold for fear. And he shall pass over to a stronghold for fear, and his princes shall be afraid of the ensign, saith the Lord, whose fire is in Zion and his furnace in Jerusalem.
Ooh. go into 33. Because now everybody is all spooked. 33 and verse 10,
33 and 10. Now will I rise, saith the Lord, and now will I be exalted. Now will I lift up myself. You shall conceive, child. You shall bring forth double your breath as fire of the valley. And the people shall be as the burnings of lime, as thorns cut up, shall they be burned in the fire. Ye that are far off, what I have done, and ye that are near, acknowledge my might.
See that? Zion, see? He said, look, now would I rise, now would I be exalted, now would I lift myself up. See, everybody ain't scared of God. They ain't fear. Everybody, we do what we want to do, da-da-da-da-da. But when you see this here, when you understand this, this gives you reason for pause. He said, ye that shall conceive, say, he said, you shall bring stubble, your breath as fire shall devour you. So the lake of fire, part of the punishment of the lake of fire is that you're going to be thirsty. Because he said, your breath going to turn into fire. And then he said, but you shall conceive safe. And he said, and the people shall be as burning of lime, thorns cut up shall they be burned in the fire. Hear ye that are far off, like you don't know God. Ye that far, y'all better hear this. And ye that are near, you that know God, you better acknowledge my power. Look. He said, I'm going to set the lake of fire on fire, right? Okay. I don't know how hot the lake of fire is going to be, but I know one thing. It's going to be hotter than the sun. And that's for real. A spirit can withstand the sun. Read that 4:14.
The sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearful of past, surprised the hypocrites, who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire, who among us shall dwell with the everlasting burning. He that walks.
See that? He said, the sinners in Zion are afraid. Yeah, you're in the judgment now. Fearfulness has surprised the hypocrite. Oh, I ain't supposed to be here. I'm here. Who among us, see, this is the thing. We always want to be judging everybody, looking at, we want to judge somebody else for all the things that they're doing. But that ain't the question here. He said, who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burning? Let's go into Daniel's chapter 7 and verse 9. No. He said that they're going to be thirsty. Wait a minute. It's something else going to happen. Go to Isaiah chapter 65. Isaiah 65. And verse 14. Verse 11. It continues.
But ye are they that forsake the Lord, that forget my holy mountain, that prepare a table for that truth, and that furnish that drink offering unto their number. Therefore will I number you to the sword, and you shall all bow down to the slaughter. Because when I called, you did not answer. When I spake, you did not hear, but did evil before mine eyes, and did choose that wherein I delighted not.
Continue.
Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, my servant shall eat, but ye shall be hungry. Behold, my servant shall drink, but ye shall be thirsty. Behold, my servant shall rejoice, but ye shall be ashamed. Behold, my servant shall sing for joy of heart, but ye shall cry for sorrow of heart, and shall howl for vexation of spirit.
Continue.
And you shall leave your name for a curse unto my children, for the Lord God shall slay you and call his servants by another name.
Stop. See that? He said, you're going to be thirsty. You're going to be hungry. I'm going to drive you crazy with your sins. He said, for vexation of spirit, I'm going to drive you crazy with your sins. And you're going to be crying for sorrow out of your heart. He said, this is some place we don't want to ever, ever, ever want to take a chance on being. Not here. Not here. Let's look at this a little further. Daniel's chapter 7 and verse 9.
I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit in his garment in white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels like burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands and thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were open. I beheld the thrones of the voice.
See that? He said, I beheld that the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head was like the pure wool, and his bone was like fiery flame, and his wheels were burning fire, because he on fire. So he only not coming down on fire with lightning flying all off his arms and everything, but his throne is on fire and they got wheels flaming and he like this big ball of fire coming at us. He got fire coming out of his mouth. His throne is on fire, and he got lightning coming out of his hand, and he kicking off the lake of fire with his breath. And he coming with the angels. A fiery stream came forth from before him, thousand ministered on him. Remember now, they were singing. The judgment was set, and the books were open. Why the angels was there? Because they were sent to do what? Pick the people up and throw them into the fire. That's their responsibility. We got a couple of more places. Go to St. Matthew's 22:1.
And Jesus answered, they come to them again. Parable that said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his sons and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again he sent forth of the servants, saying, tell them which are hidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready come unto the marriage. But they may light of it, and went their ways, one to his swine, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants and treated them spitefully and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Then said he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find bid to the marriage, so those servants were out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not worn a wedding garment, and he said unto him, friend, how camest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speaking. Then said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot, and take him away and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen.
Stop. He said this, he invited this everybody to the wedding, and this one, like he said, we read that in Isaiah. He said that they could cover it with the wrong spirit. That's the garment. And he was speechless, and he said, cast them in the outer darkness. He said, bind them hand and foot. Wait a minute. If I bind you hand and foot, you don't get to move anymore. You don't get to use your limbs anymore. That's a wrap. So that's another form of what's going on in Lake of Fire. You don't get to use your limbs forever. They're bound to you. Now get this. Go into, he said first, go to Isaiah 28:17.
Judgment also will I lay to the lion, and righteousness to the plummet, and the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lions, and the water shall overflow with the hiding place, shall overflow the hiding place. And your covenant with death shall be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overthrown sword shall pass through, then you shall be trodden down by it. From the time that it goeth forth shall take you, for morning by morning shall it pass over, day by day, and by night, and it shall be a vexation only to understand the report. For the bed is shorter than that a man can stretch himself on it, and the covering narrower than that he can wrap himself in.
Stop.
For the Lord.
See that? See that? He said, the judgment also will lay in the line. So this is that thing. And he said, now he going to judge, and then he said, your covenant with death should be disannulled, so you're not going to die. And then he said, your agreement with hell shall not stand, so your body won't be decayed. And then he said, and an overflowing the scourge shall pass through and try and drown and try and down by it. From the time of going forth shall take you, morning by morning shall pass over, night by night, in a vexation only to understand the report. What? Forever and ever? That's what he said? Forever and ever? That you will understand why you there? That you will understand the report that you're there. Why you there? And you're not going to be in there like a five-star hotel. He said, no, bind them hand and foot. He said, his bed is going to be shorter than a man can stretch himself on. So not only are you going to be hungry and burning and thirsty and worms eating on you and you can't move, but your bed is too, it's like a pair of shoes that's too small. Who want that? You take a chance on that? Go to 2 Samuel 23 and verse 2. 2 Samuel 23 and verse 2. And we got one more after this.
The Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and his word was in my tongue. The God of Israel said, the Rock of Israel spake to me, he that ruleth over men must be judged, ruling in the fear of God. And he shall be as the light of the morning when the sun riseth, even the morning without clouds, as the tender grass springing out of the earth, by clear shining after rain. Although my house be not so with God, yet he has made me with an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things, and sure for this is all my salvation, and all my desire, although he make it not to go. But the sons of Belial shall be all of them as thorns thrust away, because they cannot be taken with hands. But the man that shall touch them must be fixed with iron and the staff of a spear, and they shall be utterly burned with fire in the same place.
Stop! That's the angels. Look, the angels, he said, they can't be touched with hands. You will never know another feel of another human being ever. He said, you can't be touched with hands because you are utterly cursed. You're cursed, so you can't be touched. So the angel got to come with a spear, right? He said, but the sons of Belial shall be unto them as thorns thrust away. They can't be taken with hands because they're cursed. He said, but the man that shall touch them must be fenced with iron and with the spear, the staff of the spear. And so they're going to pick them up with a staff and a spear and throw them in a lake. That's the end that we want for sin. For real? What's in this life that we could pay for that? Nah, man. No, the end gathering is about reflection. It's about reflection. That's why he says a solemn assembly. He said, if you don't show the people nothing else, you better show them this. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 9 and verse 1. Deuteronomy 9 and 1. And we're going to wrap it up there.
Hear, O Israel, thou art to pass over Jordan this day to go into the rest nations greater and mightier than thyself. Cities great and fenced up to heaven, a people great and tall, the children of the Anakims, whom thou knowest and of whom thou hast heard, who can stand before the children of the mouth. Understand therefore this day that the Lord thy God is he which goeth over before thee as a consuming fire. He shall destroy them, and he shall bring them down before thy face, so shalt thou drive them out, and destroy them quickly, as the Lord hath said unto thee.
Stop. I need you to read one more. I need you to read one more verse for me. Read Deuteronomy chapter 4 and 24. Read one more verse for me. 4 and 24.
For the Lord thy God is the consuming fire, even the jealous God.
Stop. So we don't want to meet him. Not like that. You want to look like that. Exactly. So this is why it's not a feast night. Because if I got to teach you something like that, do you really think you hungry? Where your appetite at? I bet you ain't as hungry as you thought you was. I bet you thinking twice. I bet you not. If you were as hungry, you're not as hungry as you was. Because that's one of those diet pills for your conscious mind. That's one of them diet pills. See, I need to fast and pray some because I don't want to meet him like this, you know. So you know, amen. Everybody, we got a long ride before we get to the next feast. We're going to be doing a calendar in November, okay? We like to do it like right after Ernest's birthday. So figure the first weekend after Ernest's birthday, we'll do the calendar for ABIB in next year. All right? So everybody, go to the store and get a dollar store calendar and make sure it got a moon on it. Make sure it got the moons on the back of it so that we can do the calendars and set the feast days for next year. Okay? Okay. Amen. So, huh?
Best lesson, brother. I'm here.
Amen. Amen, Brother Dean. Praise God. I hope you got some understanding, brother.
Yep, understanding. Come with knowledge.
We'll talk later, brother. All right, well, everybody, hey, say something, because everybody's on the phone. Everybody's on here. So y'all can all speak to each other.
All right.
What do you think, family?
Bye, Shalom.
All right, Shalom.
Amen.
Well, I'm going to say Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, y'all. Enjoy the rest of the day. Rest. Think about, you know, what we heard tonight, because that's what God wants us to do. Excuse me. You know, and just work on just keeping our sins at a minimum, you know, if all possible. And if anything, if the Lord give you an opportunity to do something that'll probably get your sins forgiven, then you better not hesitate to do it.
Yes, indeed.
Amen. So, everybody, it's 9:00. I only booked the radio show for a couple of hours. I want to apologize for the goof up, but I think it was from God because he had everybody on at 7:00, which represents the first resurrection. And then they had us all call back at 8:00, which represents the eighth day.
Here you go.
I just thought it was kind of funny.
So,
right. So it worked out because we ended up getting it in anyway. And Caleb, great job, man.
Thank you for your reading. Understand the reading of the word.
Good job. You can read. It got a little bit of them.
Chicago, but I said Lincoln, Nebraska. I can't have too many holy conversations because there's nobody here with me. But I'll find them.
Now you know.
Oh, yes. Yep. The Lord will put it together.
Hey, brother. We're going to learn. Hey, my thing is this. People want to you know, talk about these feast days. My thing is, you can't talk the day you start putting the calendar together for your family is the day we could talk about the calendar or the feast days. Until then, you're not allowed to talk about them. You can learn, but you can't talk about it.
Check it out.
So, everybody, go to bed, go eat something, do what you do, go take a bath if you haven't already. God be with you. It is the Sabbath day, so still enjoy it, still be a blessing. And this, everybody, Shabbat Shalom. I love all of y'all, and please, we just gotta keep it tight. Just gotta keep it tight. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, Shabbat Shalom.